irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome, as always, and another great show for you today. If you keep it here, you're going to learn a lot. Of course, you can always download our shows, replay and all that. They're available immediately after airing live, but up on the archives, you'll get all the other information you need to know. So, but I would suggest you stick around live if you can, because today we're talking about a subject that I don't usually discuss here on the couch, because it's a bit out there in terms of believability for a lot of folks. You know, my listenership here, you guys are hardcore therapy folks. I mean, you want to know how to get some of your help and suggestions, how to deal with difficult people, how to manage some of those feelings, anxiety, depression, relationship issues, things like that. But you probably heard me interview different life coaches on the show, right? But my guest today, Linda Deer, has written a book. It's entitled Guided. And she's talking about benevolent life coaches, who she also calls spirit guides. She's, don't tune out yet, guys. Come on, hang in here with me. Keep it up. Keep the volume up. She says her guides have helped her in her life. Now, her book is an autobiography about her personal triumph over extreme adversity and what I would definitely call trauma. A lot of trauma in this soul's life, man. She's awesome. And the reason why I asked Linda to come on the show is because her life story is fascinating. And, well, she also offers a lot of therapeutic tips about coping with difficult upbringings and relationships, parenting, and, you know, finding our way to get the work we can enjoy, you know, out there in the world in order to financially support ourselves. And it's interesting because so many of my patients talk about their abusive childhoods, and they talk about their relationships that are so difficult and family secrets. So the deal is I really enjoyed reading Linda's book because it was a learning experience for me. Again, she has a lot of therapeutic tips, which are really wonderful and helpful for coping with life's difficulties. So let me encourage you guys, if you'd like to email me, I'm taking a lot of emails today rather than calls for questions, because sometimes people say, I've been backed up, I've been on hold, and I'll try to take your emails. How's that? And then we can answer your questions if you have any. And we're using DocMichelle@AOL.com today. Doc, D-O-C, Michelle, with two L's at AOL.com. And I welcome you guys to, you know, email us if you have any questions and all that. But hang loose, because we're going to be kind of easing into my special guest's book today. And once again, it's Linda Deer, author of the book we're talking about, Guided. And it's a great read. Hey, Linda, welcome to the couch.
Hi, Michelle. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you. And I did really enjoy reading your story. I mean, what a fascinating journey you have had so far. And a lot of trauma in your life, girl. You know,
those were the early trauma were the triggers.
Yeah.
They were my wake-up calls.
Yeah.
And even as a child, I knew that something more was going on.
Yeah. You know, a lot of folks do. They say that, you know, as children, we are in touch, or we're closer to whatever, you know, the higher power, that kind of thing. We're innocent little beings, and our brains haven't been tainted yet. So we're kind of more open to that. But you, Linda, start your book by describing how horribly difficult your childhood was that really enabled you to know that you had guides, or, you know, people out there, spirit people or someone watching out for you and helping you get through all this trauma. Could you share with listeners your story about how you discovered this?
You know, it started with the dream I had. That's how the book actually starts out.
Yeah.
And it's a dream that I had for the first 35 years of my life.
Wow.
And I had it practically every night, multiple times a night, and that dream never changed in all those years.
And what was that dream?
I call it the merry-go-round dream.
Okay.
It was a dream about how I was on the merry-go-round, and everyone I knew in the whole wide world was on the merry-go-round with me.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best dream I ever had. It was awesome. Until the merry-go-round started to speed up. And as it speeded up, instead of holding on with two hands, I was holding on with one hand, leaning back and just loving this ride.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that's when I saw everyone else on the merry-go-round start to get scared.
Mm.
They became fearful.
Right.
And they panicked. They let go and they died. They splattered.
Oh my God,
the
Linda!
Yeah, blood flying everywhere.
Good
and
heaven.
I mean, this dream never changed. Okay. So I was in shock as I watched these people miss the whole point. Okay.
Right.
That's what the dream showed me, that people will miss the point. They'll miss it. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely shocked. And the dream that started out to be the best dream I ever had was the worst dream I ever had, because the fear of these people dominated the dream. Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's scary.
And their interpretation of it was horrible.
Yeah.
So it was that dream that made me realize. I mean, having this dream so many times, the first chapter of Guided just talks about how the guides made me understand what this was.
Right.
I call it the merry-go-round dream. It's a life destiny dream.
Yeah.
And it's where they showed me what my job was to be in this lifetime.
Right.
And my job is to help people, you know, not live this fear-based life that they're so invested in.
Yes.
So many people are motivated by fear.
Yeah.
Fear of not having enough.
Sure.
Fear of getting sick. Fear of everything. Fear has been sold to these people.
Right.
In huge, massive doses.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And so I didn't know that when I was a little tiny new person.
No.
That just came into this life.
Right.
I didn't know that, but here I was. The script was laid out for me.
Right.
And there it was. So, and it was a massive, massive message. I mean, 35 years. Come on, you know.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean,
yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I felt like I was hijacked. I literally felt like I was, you know, there was no way out of it.
Right.
I tried to change the dream.
Right.
I'd become lucid in the dream and try to change it. I would set the alarm like every hour to wake up so I wouldn't have the dream.
Aww.
Again to see these people die. I did everything to try to change, stop, you know, do anything to get this dream to shift in any
right.
way or completely go away. Right.
Right. Right.
And nothing worked. Okay.
And I
never told anyone about it.
Right.
Michelle.
Sure.
I mean, this was in the early 50s. You didn't mention stuff like this.
No, you didn't. People would think, uh-oh,
I was
this
in
one's
this on my own. So
yeah.
From this dream and then the trauma from mm-hmm. coming up being in an abusive family where my mom was the villain in this case.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I was backed into, I was either going to get it, okay,
yep.
or I wasn't going to be here for very long.
Yeah, that's right, honey. And I, you know, you're laughing about it now, but you have to look back and just kind of say, wow, I
it was
been
serious.
Through, yes.
It was serious.
Yeah.
And so at one point, at 20 months old, I ran away from home.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom was, you know, she beat me all the time. And every time my dad left for work, my dad was my hero. My mom was awful. And every time my dad left for work, like early in the morning, mom would start with, it would start with the screaming.
Oh, my God.
And boy, next would come the abuse, you know, the
sure.
physical abuse. And I mean, after having that happen several times, I realized what was going on. And so I shook the gate loose on the side of the house, like I saw my dog Smokey do.
Yeah.
And I ran out at 20 months old in a diaper and a snap-on t-shirt.
God bless
barefoot.
You.
Barefoot.
Yeah.
I bolted. I got out of there.
Oh,
and
girl.
I mean, you talk about feeling fantastic as soon as I got outside of the perimeter of the yard.
You didn't care where you were going. It was just out away from...
I didn't care. I was on a mission. Yeah. I was going to go find my daddy, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
And so off I went, and I was probably about 3 miles away. The police officers found me walking down the median of the expressway in on a California highway.
Oh, my God.
I know. I mean, what did I know?
No.
But I was on a mission. I knew, for some reason, I was so sure about where I would find my dad.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And I never questioned myself. I was gone. I knew where I was going. They picked me up and they said, where are you going, little girl? And I said, I'm going to find my daddy. Something's wrong with my mommy.
My goodness.
So they asked me to point my way back to the house, you know.
Right.
And I wouldn't do it. I mean, I went a lot of trouble to get out of there,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
I wasn't going to let them take me back.
Yeah.
So they took me to the candy store, bribed me with my favorite goodies, and then they asked me again to point out how to get back to my house. So I went ahead and did it, you know. And they brought me back, and my mom acted, you know, surprised and happy I was back and all. And as soon as they left and she was sure they were gone, she beat me to an inch of my life, all right?
Oh, honey. Oh, my God.
And I woke up on the floor, and it was the worst day of my life. I woke up, and I couldn't believe I was still here.
Mm.
I mean, I didn't want to be here. This was the worst feeling. Like, I just woke back up, and I found myself in hell, okay?
Oh, my God, yes.
I was out of options, Michelle.
Yeah.
At 20 months old,
yeah.
I found myself out of options.
Right.
And in that moment of complete shock, I can't even describe. I can even remember the smells in my mouth.
Sure.
That
sure.
It was a horrible, horrible feeling, smell, sense, you know, that I was still here. My guides came through, and they were all around me, and they were not reacting to my situation. They were not invested in my panic.
Right.
They were the opposite of all that. They were steady. They were with me.
Wow.
They were real, and they loved me, and it was amazing. I knew I was no longer alone in this.
Mm-hmm.
I knew in that moment that I just didn't get dropped off at the bus stop, you know,
right.
to fend for myself. Mm. I knew at that moment I was just completely filled up. But I asked, what I did is I asked for help. I said, help me.
Yes.
If anyone can hear me, help me.
Yes.
And I did ask for help. I asked with my heart.
Yes,
I meant
course.
It through my, every piece of my DNA when I asked.
Yeah.
You understand?
Sure, sure. Absolutely.
And when I asked with that much intention,
yes.
They came through. They were there. And that was my first contact with my spirit guides.
Wow. And I'm going to ask you about that in just a bit. And by the way, I wanted you all to know, if you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Linda Deer. She's talking about her book, Guided. And it says here on the cover, her spirit guide angels were her best friends and life coaches. And although you may be, you know, hesitant about all this, this is fine, guys. That's fine. You may, you know, have some doubts a little bit, but keep an open mind, because what I really love also about Linda's book is that there's so many wonderful suggestions, psychological, therapeutic suggestions on how to cope with difficult things in your life, you know, whether it's relationships, your upbringing, being abused, finding our way to get the work we need, and things like that. So, you know, Linda talks about her truly, truly being guided, you know, by these helpers outside her in the world. You can email me if you have any questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. Doc, D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. DocMichelle@AOL.com. And otherwise, we're going to just keep moving. We do have a couple of questions already, but I really want to get more out of the story here, Linda. I'm fascinated. And although I've read your book, I want the listeners to get a taste of sort of what you went through. How did you perceive these guides? Were they visual? Were they audible? Or was it just coming through your thought process?
It was an energy that just surrounded me.
Okay.
It was a relief that I felt.
Hmm.
It was an instant relief. I was in so much trauma in this family. There was never a relief for me. There was no release valve.
Yes.
Ever before that. Okay.
Yeah.
And when in that moment, as they were all around. You know, I could feel their energy. Here's the best way I can describe it, Michelle. At 20 months old, it wasn't so long since I was one of them. I was not here yet. Mm. I wasn't even a new person here. I call myself a new person, not a baby. I don't call myself a baby because babies make you seem like you're helpless. Okay?
Yes, yes.
And because of this relationship that I have with my guides and learned to have as a baby, a new person,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I never felt like a baby with them. They don't treat you like a baby. So I really use the word new person instead.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
So,
no.
So there's so much to this.
Right,
I mean,
right.
What I learned from them, it paled in comparison to anything I ever learned from people.
Right, sure.
Okay,
right.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Mm.
And in the book, part one, there's four parts to the book. The first part reads, raised by spirit guides. Now, when I say that,
mm-hmm.
That sounds far out. That sounds like you've been raised by wolves or something, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right.
Okay. I was literally, what happened is I seen this disfellowship. I had a basis of comparison that most people don't have at that early age.
Yeah,
I found myself in this massively dysfunctional family.
Yes.
And a complete threat to my survival, literally, all right?
Literally.
And then I had these benevolent beings that were steady and sound mind entities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing about them that was wacky, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
As wacky as that sounds, spirit guides, angels, you know, entities, whatever you want to call it, you know, benevolent beings, whoa,
whatever.
You know,
yeah.
that was never unconventional to me.
Right.
So what I did at that very early age is I looked at my parents and my family and I said, okay, this looks really messed up. Okay, then I looked at my guides and how they helped me, and I said, now this makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And
right.
I chose to have my guides raise me and let my family think they were doing it.
Oh, wow. That's a heavy
thing. How do you
thing.
Like that one?
No, that's...
Okay? And
yeah.
I remember making that conscious decision
yes.
that this is how I'm going to get through this.
Right.
This
right.
childhood,
yeah.
all right?
Yeah, exactly. I have a quick question. And, you know, you just mentioned dysfunctional family. So your dad and you had he was pretty loving, and he was there for you. But he worked a lot. He was out of the home a lot. So did he know that your mother was so abusive to you physically and verbally, or was he sort of avoiding it all or in denial about it?
He was door number two. Okay.
Okay.
He was avoiding it because it turns out until my mid-50s was I allowed to see what the secrets were in the family, okay?
Mm, okay?
And it turns out that my mom was holding something over my dad's head.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
I didn't know this until, I mean,
yeah.
50 years later, right? Okay, so but even as a child, I knew something wasn't right with my dad. I mean, he was always so real with me.
Yes.
And in the family, he was the only one that wasn't invested in all the drama that
right.
was going on,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I knew that my dad made a lot of sense to me. He was the one in my family that I loved, you know,
mm-hmm.
and respected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't come to my rescue. As
mm-hmm.
I got older, Michelle, mm-hmm. what I really realized, and really until the last, I'd say the last year did I realize this that I'm going to tell you,
yeah.
is my dad would have, here's the conclusion I believe that my dad came to
right.
when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
If my dad tried to come to my rescue and stop my mother,
yeah.
more harm would have come to me.
You know, I've heard of that. I have absolutely heard of that. And that's
yeah.
scary. I mean, there are threats. I mean, I was seeing many clients, in a psychiatric facility years ago. And, there's a lot of reports of, and I don't mean to put labels on it and everything, but, you know, let's face it, we have to sort of categorize, but that unpredictable, but anger, you know, that bipolar and possible personality disordered person who is just out of control. And they didn't have meds.
Right, right.
They didn't have meds back then. And of course, it goes into the family. It's hereditary, you know, and here's a guy, your dad, who's one of those sort of maybe, I don't know, maybe he was needy or something like that and just sort of was the silent guy.
It wasn't needy. It was, my dad was threatened by what my mom would expose about my dad that would have literally put him in prison.
Oh, my God. So he was just afraid and was controlled
by
her.
This was a real serious threat to my dad.
Yeah.
So that's what I discovered later in my mid-50s.
Yeah.
And I realized that, you know, my dad was really, he was living on the edge, you know?
Sure, sure.
And so he, as my father, he did a fantastic job with what he could do.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I, especially as I look back at it now with what I know, I can see it even clearer.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, sure. Sure, absolutely. And if you are being guided, you know, as you say, you're getting more information and becoming clearer on really what's going on. And, you know, Linda, you talk about how if we get in touch with our guides, that people may think that we're losing our mind. We just, you know, kind of mentioned that. You don't kind of tell people that, you know. What would you say to many psychologists or psychiatrists who'd suggest that, as many children do when faced with an abusive or really horrifying, as you describe, upbringing, that we kind of create these guides, you know, much like invisible friends, in order to keep our sanity and survive mentally? What would you say to people who say that to you?
Well, in my particular case, here's the I'll bend toward the psychologist, psychiatrist.
Okay.
I'm yielding in their direction here.
Okay.
I would say that in my case, it turned out to be a survival.
Yes.
I was in serious survival mode.
Yes.
When I first met my guides. Okay.
Mm.
That's when it showed up for me. So you know.
Yeah.
Were they there for me to help me get through that? Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Could I have been making that up? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even as a little kid, I tested them.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I mean, how did I know to do all this? You know something?
Yeah.
Even that part of me was being guided to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I had no support around me, Michelle, to help me understand what this was. I truly, in the early 50s, this girl was on her own here.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
If I had told anybody about it, I'm sure they would have locked me up. That would have been the great reason to get rid of me.
Oh, right, right, of course.
Okay, so that was just the beginning, okay?
Yeah.
When they stepped in and let me know they were there, and they were a powerful, steady, intelligent source.
Yes,
okay?
Calming, rational.
Rational, right.
Yeah.
They were the most intelligent source of guidance, you know, of being raised by anybody I could have ever imagined.
Mm.
Okay,
yes,
because I didn't see any of that here. Nothing like that.
Yeah,
not in school.
No.
Not in the family. Not in society. Mm. Nowhere.
Bless your
okay?
heart. Bless your heart.
So this was way superior to anything. So I didn't need anyone's approval. See, once I got through that, I didn't need anyone's approval. I understood this.
Yes.
Very different, unconventional thing going on in my life, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And,
exactly. And
Michelle, I was not delusional. I understood that it was unconventional.
Right.
That's why I never told anybody.
Right.
See, I never shared any of this. In fact, when I wrote Guided, when I sat down and wrote Guided, wrote it in 4.5 months, by the way.
Good heavens.
First
it's a,
book.
It's really
I know,
a
it's
good...
unbelievable. It's almost, it's 370 pages.
You
I mean,
know, it's
it just
smooth.
Rolled out. Okay?
It's very smooth.
And you,
yes.
And you read the book. You see how well written it is.
Oh, it's excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. So it's that's what it's like when you're guided. You're just, you're not doing this life on your own. Nobody is doing, everyone is guided. They just may not realize it or have different levels or different, you know, perspectives on it, of realizing it. But back to the question about, did I create all this? Well, in a survival mode, I wondered if I did. You know,
sure.
I did.
Sure.
And then, but that was just the beginning. And as my life was rolling out, that first contact I had with my guides, they continued. It was like a bridge that was created. It was like breaking through a membrane.
Yeah.
This is the best way I can describe it.
Okay.
And popping through it. And once I got through this membrane, I was there. The connection with these guides was already in play, okay?
Yeah.
And there was no way, and when I weighed against what I saw in the physical world, I went, well, this is a no-brainer for me, okay?
Right, right.
I mean, I see this, and I'm a level-headed person.
Yes, you are.
I really know. I am. And I saw this. I saw this for what it was, and I made my choices. And and they guided me to learn all kinds of things. They taught me how to. They taught me how through the breath. How I could read people's minds.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about more of, you know, getting into that meditative state and breathing and, you know, and just being aware and opening yourself up, right?
Not a meditative state at all. See how different this is?
Yes, it is.
It's very different. And I've heard everything about meditation. Meditation's the biggest thing going on right now.
Well, yeah.
And has been for years. It didn't come from that for me.
Okay. How did it come?
It came from being absolutely sober,
yes,
in my life, conscious,
yes,
not putting myself in a different state,
right,
of mind,
exactly,
but being
present
right here in,
yes,
this life,
yes,
while I did this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Moment by moment, here and now.
you know it's a way. What they did through this breath is they taught, mm-hmm, me how to release the pressure.
Right.
This is really critical. I'm going to take you through a process here.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
This was very critical. The first thing they taught me is they taught me how to release the pressure,
mm-hmm,
and to stop overthinking everything that was going on in my life.
Well, right. We all do that.
In doing this, they showed me how to stop panicking. Mm. See, I was in such a traumatic situation.
Yeah.
That,
yeah,
it was constant. It was like my mom was constantly throwing a new curve at me, and I couldn't. I had to learn to breathe. I had to learn to breathe.
Yes, absolutely.
And live, breathe in this life, not escape it through meditation or some, mm-hmm, altered consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but while I'm walking through it, while I'm here,
okay,
to breathe and observe what's going on around me.
Right.
Now, once the pressure was released from the trauma I found myself in,
okay,
and I could do this through the breath,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I learned, in doing that, I learned to be observant.
Right.
Not judge them, not to judge the people around me.
Right.
Step back.
Right.
And not take things personally.
Right. That's
huge.
That
lesson.
Is huge. I mean,
that was unbelievable. Now,
yes.
I learned this by the time I was 3 years old.
Oh, my,
okay?
God. You are lucky. You are really
amazing. I was desperate. Okay, let's go back to survival.
Yes.
And let's go back to that question.
Yeah.
Do we create these guides? Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, I was in survival mode, and this is what I just want the psychologist and the psychiatrist to question this.
Right.
How could me creating this in my mind,
mm-hmm,
bring all these intelligent, rational thoughts to me?
Mm.
How could this possibly be? Okay, then I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Through the breath, as I relaxed and, mm-hmm, I continued to learn these things.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And step into them and practice them, not escape reality,
right,
but stay right in it, all,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Okay.
That is a tough one.
And I know. And then I could look at it, I could examine it.
Yeah, yeah.
I could break down what was happening.
Yes.
My compassion was overwhelming for the people around me.
Oof.
I felt I felt so sorry for my mom.
Mm. Mm.
I wanted to help my mom. That's what came from this, okay?
Yes.
Now, is that something that I created out of my mind? See how it continues to grow?
Yes, yeah.
Now, doing this, my mom, I wanted to help her. I loved my mom.
Sure. Yeah.
I was afraid of her.
Yeah, right.
She was a dangerous,
right,
person.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah,
she was my mom,
right,
you know?
Right.
I wasn't,
right,
getting another one. So, anyway, I just learned to walk through this. Walk through it. Don't quit. Don't stop walking,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And listen all the way along the way, and trust myself. Now, when you learn, this is what I learned from this.
Yeah.
When,
mm-hmm,
I learned not to panic,
yes,
and I learned,
yes,
not to take it personally, what was going on around me,
yes,
okay?
Yeah.
And I learned to not try to escape it,
right,
in some way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in it. Mm. Oh, man.
Yes.
Okay, this is like spinning all the plates, okay?
Yeah, it is. It sure
it's
is.
It's a balancing act, and it took me into dimensions that were unbelievable. I mean, I learned how to go out of my body on command anytime I wanted to.
Yep.
It was incredible. The things that I learned from stepping into this higher form of understanding.
Yes.
You know?
You have learned these lessons so early. I mean, here are the things that, you know, usually psychologists teach, you know, to people who come in who are, you know, middle-aged or older, and they're still unresolved in how to manage these things. But you're talking about, you know, and beyond, a lot of techniques that, you know, focusing in the here and now, relaxing, breathing, being the observer, being compassionate. Kind of stepping out and what being compassionate for those who are so evil to you.
Here it is, Michelle.
Yeah.
If you don't take it personally, how can you not?
Well, it's true. You have to see them as these, you know, and it's the way it is, as these sad or pathetic or poor, chemically imbalanced or whatever people who were abused themselves and have no knowledge of how to have that love and compassion and raise children in a healthy manner.
Well, you know, when you're a little kid, you don't, with all that you just said, as a little child, you don't look at it like that, actually, because you don't have the reasoning to do that, right?
You did. were amazing.
I really didn't have it.
No.
What I had was something,
yes.
I had what I came in with.
Yes.
See, we all come in We all come from a loving, compassionate place from before we got here.
Yes.
I only know this because my guides have shown me all this, all right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm 62 years old. I'll be 63 next month.
Yes.
And throughout a lifetime of this, Michelle, my guidance didn't stop and start somewhere. It never, it's been with me, and it's just, it's my life, you know?
Yes, sure.
So I know, I remember where we came from. It's like, most people, when they come into this life, the first thing you're assigned is your amnesia.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so your guides were never assigned that amnesia. They never forgot.
Mm. Okay.
They know why you're here. See, my guides came through for me when early in my life. The first thing I remember them telling me, they said, life will get better for you as you get older, if you can make it through childhood.
Not gone. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I almost didn't make it through childhood when I was like, I don't know, 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
I almost didn't make it. That was showtime for me, and the guides knew when I came into this life that they may not be able to catch me on this one.
Sure.
That it's going to get so radical that they may even fail at getting me through that time, okay?
Oh, sweetheart, yeah.
So they gave me a heads up, okay? Hey, you know, here it is. And in the beginning, I thought that was a fantastic, you know, message. Wow, you know, if I can make it through childhood, my life will get better as I get older.
Right.
So my life will get better as I get older. I didn't really listen to the first part of that message, all right?
Sure.
But as I got older, when I got around 7 or 8, I'm going, ooh, I'm feeling something not good here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling something wrong here. Mm-hmm. I started feeling really like sick inside.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
That the part of that message,
yes,
if you can make it through childhood, was about to play out.
My God, honey.
So, man. So it was a couple years of that, and boy, when it played out, you know, so the reason that they told me that is it was going to be that moment, that pivotal moment in my life, where if I could make it through that moment, my life would turn. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
You know? So how would I know?
Okay,
back to the question.
Yeah.
Do we create these guides in our minds?
Yeah.
How could I create something like that?
Well, good question. That's a great question.
So I'm speaking to your audience. I'm only speaking to them so they understand this. You know, really what they need to do is get the book and read the book.
Well, that's the thing. Exactly. Yeah. And by the way, if you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Today I'm talking to Linda Deer, and she is an amazing writer and also, you know, put here, I think, on this earth really to help people, as you said earlier, live fearless. and getting rid of your fears and trying to just, you know, take care of yourself and be open to whoever, your guides, your, you know, help and your intuition as well, which I'd like to talk about in just a bit. Her book's called Guided. Her spirit guide angels were her best friends and life coaches. And what I really liked about this book is that there's a lot of great therapeutic help and tips at the end of each little chapter here. And it really is. There's just things that are amazing, you know, and you're quoted all over the internet. You have beautiful quotes, you know, much like many of famous, you know, authors, self-help psychologist, psychiatrist,
and those
your
all
help
came
is
from my gut.
Yeah,
Michelle,
I bet they're
those
wonderful.
Quotes they all came from my gut.
Yes, absolutely, and I believe that. Guys, I've asked you a little earlier to write in to docmichelle@aol.com if you have a question, you know, regarding Linda's book, or you'd like to get the book. We'll find out at the end of the show exactly how you can get the book and find out more about your guides. We do have a question here online from Katarina, it looks like. Can we help her out, Linda? Shall we do this?
Absolutely. All right. I would love to.
She says, I've grown up in a crazy home. I'm in my 20s and I'm still trying to make sense of this. How can I get in touch with my spirit guides? So that's a good question. Thanks, Katarina.
Now that's the right question for sure. Okay. And it's a big question. Mm. Okay. So it would depend on where she is with all this right now. Mm. I would put her through, first of all, I would say that whatever trauma is, you know, she feels from that family.
Right.
You know, she's got to learn how to breathe through this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like giving birth to yourself. You know, if you ever have a kid, you have to go into Lamaze and breathe and bring, you know, and so you can birth the child.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, this is about birthing you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You've got to go back to the beginning where it, before you got waylaid, before mm-hmm. you got blown off track. Okay. Mm-hmm. And shocked. You were so shocked by what you found yourself in,
yes,
that you were like, you were panting from one moment to the next. What
right.
do I do now? How do I dodge the bullets? How do I get away from these crazy mm-hmm. people? What do I do? You know, do I become like them? Do I run from them? Do I stay with them? Do I try to help them? Do I, you know, and you're in fight or flight mode, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so that panic, that pressure will keep you right where they're at.
Yep.
You can't help them when you're in it with them.
Yep.
This is what I learned from my guide.
That's brilliant. Yeah, you have to get out of that drama and remove yourself, as you said earlier.
Definitely.
And, you know, yeah.
Definitely, right. So that's the first... This will take some time, mm-hmm. but this time that you spend will be so valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm doing, Michelle... Yeah, just so the lady that who wrote this could understand. I'm right in the throes of building a YouTube channel on I'm going to be on the channel a couple times a week in a video,
video.
That's great. That help people understand how to have this connection with their guides. It's going to be step by step each week.
Oh, that's
and
great.
It's going to help them. It's going to be guidance from the guides mm-hmm. and then my mm-hmm. interpretation of what they just said and how you apply it to your life.
Right, right.
So the reason I'm bringing this up to, to her is because this is not a quick fix issue.
Right.
But she's young. The girl is young.
Yes.
So she can get her head around it. She's already asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
First step is the right questions. So she's already halfway there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I think
But what she has to, if she gets guided, I'm not trying to sell my book, but get guided, read guided, mm-hmm. and it will put you on your path. It really will.
Right. There is step-by-step information for you, Katarina, about, you know, how to breathe into, you know, finding and being open to the real here and now state of consciousness that you can get into in order to cope with, you know, the chaos in your life and how to, like Linda said, become more of the observer and the compassionate and the rational being to survive, basically.
What happens, Katarina, is when you become more like your guides,
mm-hmm.
there's no separation, and they're right there for you. There's no... There's no asking them to be there. They're there. Mm-hmm. You get the guidance. And when you learn to breathe, that's how you start to build that connection. That's what happened for me.
Yes. Yeah. It's really helpful.
It starts there.
Yes, it does.
It starts there.
And it sounds simplistic, but I mean, there is a way of just being in the here and now and becoming aware in that particular state.
And in the beginning, Katarina, here's another thing that'll happen to you in the beginning when you first bump into your guides. Mm. I said bump in because I mean that. Is you will be surprised when it first happens. Mm-hmm. And when it first happens, you'll go, and you'll be surprised, and you'll interrupt the moment, and it'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Very delicate process in the beginning.
Yeah.
But don't give up on yourself. Mm-hmm. Realize that you're going to be surprised the first time it happens, and once you have that first surprise, you'll recognize it for what it is, and you won't be as surprised the next time and the next time after that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's great. Beautiful help. Katarina, thank you so much, hon, for emailing us here at DrMichelle@AOL.com. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Linda Deer. She's the author of the book Guided. Her spirit guide angels were her best friends and life coaches. And really keep an open mind to this, guys. You know this is a psychological show, and I do a lot of self-help books and a lot of, psychiatrists and psychologists and, whatever, life coaches. And Linda is an amazing, I would say, coach for your life, because this book's a great read. It's really, it flows, and it has a lot of therapeutic help in it. And, she also shares her, journey to find her guides, however they manifested themselves to her. And we'll just do a little tease at the end of the show about the cover of the book, which I thought that was pretty cool, Linda. That was really cool.
It's very interesting, yeah.
It is very interesting.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know, you say that we watch how our guides are always sending us signals and that we'll get the answers before the occurrences. Sometimes, because we are blocked, we're in our lives are full of fear and worry and struggle and pain. And so we have to sort of be in the present moment to sort of clear all of these thoughts and these issues, away from us. And you describe the process in your book, of course. Should we just really pass on kicking ourselves and saying, gee, if I only had done this, or gee, if I only had done that, and why did my guides come to me so late in my life, and that kind of thing, or why can't I cut a break here? who beat up on themselves, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and all that is that's what got you off track to start with.
Yeah.
Is that kind of thinking, okay? So there's no shortcut to reclaiming your connection to your guides. Mm-hmm. Your guides are connected to you. It's you that have not had the connection, all right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to go back to where you got off course. Their shortcut is, and shortcut, how do you like that?
Yeah.
Is going back to the beginning and learning how to breathe. Mm-hmm. And get all the confusion, and here's the key word here, the distractions, out of your head.
Yeah.
All these what if I could, I would, I should, is all this stuff, that punishment, impatience with yourself. I want it right now, that type of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You can have it all. Yeah. You can have more than you ever imagined right now.
Yeah.
If you just step out of the way, go back to where you first got off track from the beginning. Mm-hmm. It talks about it in Guided, how to do this.
Sure, absolutely.
And just start from the beginning. It's not like you have to go back and start, oh my God, I got to learn the ABCs.
Right.
It's not drudgery like that.
Right.
When you learn how to breathe and you learn how to stop panicking and you learn how to stop taking everything personally and overthinking everything, that's a lot of stuff that you've been packing around with yourself.
Yep.
Okay, boom, it will show up.
Yes.
But like I said to Katarina earlier, the first time it happens, you will be surprised. The surprise will knock you right out of the moment.
Yes, yeah.
It's so powerful.
Yes.
When it first happens, you go, oh my gosh, you know, what was that? And that, expect that to happen. It didn't bypass you. It didn't leave you in the dust.
Yes.
It just caught you off guard. And your guides are kind of going, great, you know, if you could do that,
yeah,
then
right.
we're on our way here. Come on, don't give up now. Come
right,
on.
Right.
You're almost there,
yes.
You know? And
yeah.
That's how they work with you. They, when they see that you've done that, oh, man, you know what you become, Michelle? You become a spirit guide magnet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can, you know, like anything, the more we, the repetition and rehearsal, the more we get into a certain state of consciousness or belief system, the more, the easier it is to, you know, get back to that place. So it is,
right.
It is sort of a practice of, like you said, the breathing technique and, you know, being in the here and now, being aware of your surroundings. Just now, what's going on now? Now I see this,
right.
I see that,
right.
Describing it, you know, the lighting, the colors, the fragrances, you know, you're just really focusing on the now. You're not defocusing on the fears or the what ifs. Or, you know.
Well, here's I'm going to take and add one point to what you're saying, because you're right on the money right there.
Cool.
Is when you're doing that and you're running your game, like Michelle just said, you're running it. It's running through your mind faster than lightning.
Yep.
Here's what's going to happen that may not be so convenient for everybody, okay, is everything that your guides show you, they don't teach you anything.
Right.
They present you with things, and you decide, this is free will. This is your life that you're living. You decide to step in it or not. It's your choice, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
But the most sobering thing that you're going to realize when you start developing this relationship with your spirit guide angels is everything they show you is what it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you won't always like what it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You won't always like it. It'll be like, it'll almost be like a parent showing you, hey, this is what it is. All
exactly. right. Right.
Take
right.
it or leave it.
Yeah.
Grow up, face the facts. Here's what
exactly.
it is. Because they don't coddle you. These
right.
guides, they're not like, oh, honey, we're going to, you know, they don't baby you.
That's
ever.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Okay. So this is the most real relationship you will have with anybody you've ever had, and it will get you on the right track, but you have to be able to deal with what it is, what's real, what is,
yep.
instead of making stuff up in your head the way you want it to be. That's nonsense. They don't have any use for that.
Right, exactly. And you just have to be open to it. And you know what, Linda? I'm so sorry. We're running out of time here. I want listeners to be able to understand how they can get your book and find out more about you. So what's the best way to do that?
Okay. First of all, Linda Deer, DEIR.com.
Yep.
We'll take them right to our website. From there, you can click on the book. It'll take you right to Amazon, and you can get guided right there on Amazon. It's available in all formats, paperback, Kindle, and audiobook.
Awesome.
I read, and it's read by the author. It's a 9-hour and 16-minute book, and you can listen to the little audio sample right there on Amazon.
Yeah,
and
that's
also look for my YouTube channel. I'm going to be on the YouTube channel, having these videos in the next couple of weeks. We're building
super.
The format for it right now.
We're going to look forward to that.
It's really good. People have been asking me for this,
great.
And this is what we're doing. And on the website, I've got a link called Linda's Weekly Guided Insights.
Yes.
It's free.
That's right.
You sign up for that, and you'll get a weekly guided insight from my spirit guide angels once a week in your email box. Really, really good stuff.
It is good stuff. I've seen it.
It's on the
really
front cover
great.
Of Guided is my spirit guide angel. I captured her photograph in 1994 with my Nikon camera.
Yep.
I happened to have it in my hand. It was Christmas time. I was taking pictures of the tree, turned around. There she was, snapped off her picture. It's the front cover. On the front cover of Guided,
there's
no photograph of any spirit guide ever taken that's this vivid. Nothing.
Yes. And, you know, expert photographers and videographers and all of these computer-generated geniuses have analyzed this, and they can't really describe why it is what it is, but it's a fascinating picture. Again, the book is Guided by Linda Deer, true story, wonderful book. Linda, bless your heart. Thank you so much for helping my listeners today, and just for being there to help people overcome their fears and life traumas. You're a wonderful inspiration to everybody. Thank you,
Michelle. I'm so glad to do it.
All right, bless your heart. We'll talk soon. Take good care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right, once again, as always, you can pull up the archive. It will be available, you know, immediately if you miss some of the show today, about how you can be guided and follow the guidance around you to make your life a lot better and live through a lot of trauma, too. You don't even have to have trauma. You can have a decent life, but get some tips on how to move through it more successfully. All right, Dr. Michelle here. I'm out. And as I always do say, take good care of yourself first, and then you'll be good for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Thanks for listening, and you can stay on the couch here on LA Talk Radio if you wish. Have a good one. Bye-bye.